The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Bob Fisher with Koloff Media Mason City and Steve Woodhouse with the Marion County Express. Bob, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Senator, your office sent out a press release today stating that you're calling on the FBI director as well as the deputy director to accept accountability for their failed leadership at the Bureau and to move on for the good of the country. Can you explain a little bit more why those failures have shattered your confidence in their leadership?
Well, it could be the treatment of whistleblowers. It could be the unanswered letters and the investigations I'm going on. It could be the number of documents that I've asked for that I have not received. It could be his being called before a House committee 2 weeks ago, and he refused to go. And that's even after every nominee says that they will appear if they're asked to appear. And those are just some of the reasons. But I think that another thing you want to keep in mind, unrelated to Chuck Grassley and my complaints about Ray, is the fact that I think President-elect Trump has made very clear he wants a new FBI director, and that's best demonstrated by Mr. Patel being chosen for that position. Okay, let's go to Steve.
Last week, President Biden pledged $1 billion in funding to Africa. I'm just curious, can a president just willy-nilly do that, just hand out money like that? And what happened to the constitutional power of the purse that was granted to the House? Is there any way to restore that?
Yeah. Well, he can't spend $1 without Congress's appropriation. But let me say this, and it's more applicable to international relations than it is our domestic issues. But Congress, right or wrong, and I think it's wrong, we have given the president too much discretion on spending certain amounts of money, but they're a finite amount of money. But and I don't have a specific figure in mind, so I'm giving you a fictitious figure. But let's just say that there's a category in an appropriation bill that says money for military aid, or it could be for their domestic use. But the president has authority to spend $1 billion on some foreign country, some international problem. And there aren't a lot of strings attached to it. So out of that $1 billion, you might see it announced today he's given $50 million to country X, the next day $100 million to country Y. And that's kind of the way it is, but it's all within the Constitution. And as you heard me say, not only in this area, but the first sentence of Article 1 of the Constitution says the legislative power of given by this Constitution is to be exercised by the Congress of the United States, made up of a House and Senate. And that means all legislative power. But over a period of 100 years, we've given away too much of that power to any president, Republican or Democrat, and sometimes without enough thought. And I think we're now waking up to the fact that that is a big, big mistake. But thank God we have checks and balances of government. We have the new Supreme Court that looks at the Constitution according to its original intent. And they are saying to the Congress of the United States, we aren't approving this legislation or that legislation because you gave the executive branch of government a certain amount of power that the Constitution didn't intend. Bob.
Can you talk about which of the nominees for President Trump's cabinet you've sat down with so far, and if there's any concerns at this point that you might have with any of them that might prevent them from getting your support in the nomination process?
Okay. The ambassador to the UN, the Attorney General, the Special Trade Representative, today the Deputy Attorney General coming up this afternoon, and the new FBI Director coming up this afternoon. And then I believe I have some more later on this week, but I don't have the schedule in front of me. Of those I just mentioned, I don't see particular problems either from me personally or from the Senate as a whole, or at least the Republican majority of the Senate as a whole. But I never say yes or no to a nominee, even if I speak favorable about them as I am to you now, until after the hearing. I've been burned too many times, maybe years ago, because I've had this rule for the last several years, but maybe it took me 20 years to wake up for it. And I always use Secretary or President Carter's nominees for Secretary of Treasury as an example. He sends up a woman, well qualified. No doubt she's going to be approved. She didn't pay some taxes. Now, maybe they were an insignificant amount of taxes, but you shouldn't have somebody like that be Secretary of Treasury. Sends up another woman that looks pretty good. Lo and behold, she had tax problems. Then finally, the third one, I don't know if it was man or woman, was approved. So that's why I don't say yes or no until afterwards. Steve.
Yeah, sticking with the theme of money, you talked about appropriations with my last question, but there's not been an actual budget completed in, I believe, 20 years or more. Can we accomplish that now with the Republicans controlling the presidency, the House, and the Senate in the coming year?
Yeah. Now, you use the word budget, but I want to be a little bit more definitive this way. We have what call a budget that's put out by the budget committee. The budget is never meant to become law because it's just a parameters on how much money various committees of Congress can spend. And that ends up being the appropriation bills. So your question is about the appropriation process.
Yeah, it just seems like there should be a balanced budget.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, the appropriations committees, by July, so it's plenty of time to get the budget done by September the 30th, have had all the bills out of their committee, and that's 12 bills in each the House and the Senate. Schumer runs the United States Senate like it's not a legislative body or an appropriating body. We're just a confirming body. He only has a Senate in session 2.5 days a week. Under the new Republican leadership, we're going to be putting in 5 days a week. But you can't solve these country's problems, which is the answer to your question, if you're only working 2.5 days a week and you can't get the deficit down, which is part of your question. Or more important part of your question is, when are we going to balance the budget? You got to do it in a serious way. In the last 4 years under Trump, hasn't been a serious process. Now, I hope a year from now, if you're on this program, I can tell you things are different, but I can't tell you that right now. Bob?
Any update on extending the farm bill?
Yeah. No 5-year farm bill this year. There'll be one next year because we have Republican leadership in both the House and Senate. We're going to have a 1-year extension of the president's of the 2018 farm bill. That's not the way to do business. But when the Democrats didn't produce a bill out of the Senate Agriculture Committee this year, and the House did produce a bill, you can't just have one House promoting a bill and expect to get anything done. Steve, yours is the last question.
Okay. Just in general, what confidence do you have in that the new Senate leadership will have things in session 5 days a week next year?
Only that the Senate calendar come out next week or last week, and I can have my staff take a picture of it and send it to you, and they'll do that, and you'll see the scheduling for a 5-day week.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Bob and Steve, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.